welcome to the program. Today we are in John chapter 16, verse number 1. John chapter 16, verse number 1, it says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended." Offended, that word means to be a stumbling block. "These words have I spoken unto you, that you will not be in a stumbling block, or that you will not be caused to stumble." He said, "I have spoken." Over a dozen times the Lord said that he had spoken these things here in the book of John. John chapter 13, verse number 17, he said, "If you know these things, happy are you if ye do them." Here's a good question. Would you let the Lord have his way with thee?
Live for Jesus and be always pure and good. Would you walk with him within the narrow road? Would you have him bear your burden, carry all your load? Let him have his way with thee. His power can make you what you ought to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see. Have him make you free and follow at his call. Would you know the peace that comes by giving all? Would you have him save you so that you can never fall? Let him have his way with
again, in verse number 1, John chapter 16, "These things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended." Why would they be caused to stumble? Well, he went on to say in verse number 2, "They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service." Now, what he is saying here is, there's going to be some real trials ahead, and you'll stumble if you don't have these things that I've told you about deep in your heart that you might be able to stand. "They shall put you out of the synagogues." What he's saying is, face the facts and face the future and do what God wants you to do in the circumstances that you're in. They'd already put the blind man out of the synagogue back in John chapter 9 for no other reason than he lined up with the Lord. And then he went on to say, "The time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service." Well, you get to the early part of the book of Acts and they're killing Stephen. And who's holding the clothes while they do it? Paul, who was called Saul at that time, the Lord later changed his name to Paul, and he gave a testimony later on saying he thought he was doing God's service when he was killing Christians. Well, it came. Face the facts. Face the future. Jesus said in John chapter 3, these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye shall remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. Now he's saying face the facts and face the future. What kind of circumstances are you going through right now? If you're a child of God and you know the Lord as your personal Savior, He's in charge of your life. And what we need to do is just face the facts, face the future, and trust the Lord in the situations that we are going through. Not only that, but as leaders in this world, in the local churches, we need to face the facts and face the future concerning the fact that the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 1, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. And Jesus said in Luke 18:8, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? We are getting down to a smaller remnant by the hour. People who used to be solid fundamental Baptists a few years ago are now just throwing out the doctrine. Now we're just throwing out all the major doctrines, even salvation. The plan now, the new plan that is introduced by fundamental independent Baptists, is you don't need to repent anymore. You know, don't worry about that. You can't get a large church if you tell people to repent. Just tell them to pray a little prayer and they'll be okay. That's a doctrine from hell. But that's what we're saying today, like it's not a problem. And as we've said before, the bigger problem is nobody, hardly anybody in our leadership positions in our fundamental Baptist church cares. We change the plan of salvation. That's okay. You're my friend. We'll just have another meeting together. Are we ever going to wake up? Now, what we get here is that Jesus is saying face the facts, face the future. Then he went on to say here that he's going away. John chapter 16, verse 5, but now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me whither goest thou. But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow has filled your heart. Now, what's the problem here? Well, we make a choice. We're either going to go with theology or we're going to go with me-ology. Theology is scripture-centered. Me-ology is self-centered. And these disciples, after 3.5 years of walking with Jesus, were self-centered. He said, because I have said these things unto you, sorrow has filled your heart. He said in John 14:28, if ye love me, ye would rejoice because I said, I go unto my Father. Well, no, they're just feeling sorry for themselves because, oh, it doesn't look like he's going to throw out the Romans and be the king, and we're not going to get our thrones next to him. Oh, poor us. Oh, he said, if you love me, you would rejoice because I said, I go unto my Father. Well, in spite of the lack of love that the disciples really have for the Lord, he still has a tremendous love for them, and he has a tremendous love for us, in spite of the fact that we're not going to stand for him like we should. That's a tremendous thing. What mercy. He said, nevertheless, verse 7, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. He said, I'm doing it all for you. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. You see, the focus is on them, completely on them. He went on to say, when he, that is the Holy Spirit, has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Now, he goes on to talk about the Holy Spirit here, the Spirit of truth. This is so important. He says in verse 12, I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Holy Spirit here, when he, the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he shall show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and show it unto you. He said the Spirit of truth will guide us into all truth. Twice he said the Spirit will show us. He is called the Spirit of truth in John 14:17. In John 15:26, he is called the Spirit of truth. And here in John 16:13, how be when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he shall guide you into all truth. It says in 1 John chapter 4 and verse number 6, hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. And so when it comes to the issues of today, whether they be the issue of separation, which is a major issue today, or whether it be the issue of salvation, which is the most important issue, we've gone ahead and changed that plan. Whatever it is, the Bible says he will guide us into all truth. When it comes to these issues, somebody's right, somebody's wrong, and the Bible says the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. If we would just get ready to admit, well, I might be wrong. Maybe I've taken a wrong position because I've followed my heroes in the faith. No, get into the Word of God. We've said before in this program, don't believe a word we say until you get into the Word daily and check the Scriptures and see if these things be so. Well, down in John 16, verse number 30, the disciples said, now are we sure? We believe that thou comest forth from God. There they are. This is what we believe as a group. You got to figure out what you believe as an individual. Jesus rebuked them. He said in 31, Jesus answered them, do ye now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, and is now come, that ye shall be scattered every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And within a few hours of when he said that, that's exactly what they did. Well, we need to take to heart 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse number 12 that says, wherefore, let him that thinketh he stand take heed lest he fall. Well, down in verse number 33, we have choices and we have consequences. He said, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Now, we're going to focus in Christ, or we're going to focus in the things of the world. The choice is ours, and the consequences are ours as well. He said, if you are in me, you'll have peace. Peace that passes understanding. If you are in the world, you're going to have tribulation. So he said in John chapter 13, verse number 17, if ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. Look at verse 33. These things I have spoken unto you. He said, if ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. Once again, we read in John chapter 16, verse number 13, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth.
Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee, ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine. everywhere. Open my heart and let me prepare to love with thy children thus who share. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my heart, illumine me. Spirit divine.